Now, hello everybody and welcome to Halos in the Infield, another podcast coming at you, or another YouTube video here. James Squared, the fifth episode here with James Gonzalez, me, and then James Malou, or Milou, on my right here, or your left, depending on where you're watching. We got to mention this, so please follow and subscribe. Halos in the Infield on YouTube, all the social media platforms, you know, Instagram, X, Facebook, and then also the podcast form on Believe for all of the Halos in the Infield podcasts. Again, there's one Monday through Friday. It's just like school, basically, what we do here. Milou, how are you this evening?
I'm great. I'm fresh off of spring training. Regular season starting soon, and I'm just ready for more meaningful baseball right now. How are you tonight, my friend?
I'm kind of dreading the season to start. I kind of want, you know, just spring training to go on for a little bit more, and I just want the Angels to make some moves, but I know it won't happen. So that's how I feel right now about the team, and just hoping this team can maybe do a little better than before. Not the playoffs, I know for sure. We have to give, of course, our shout-outs to our sponsors at Noble Oil Works at 1621 Sinclair Street B, and I'm California 92806. Great place to go. It's a, you know, just a short walk away from Angel Stadium there and from the Honda Center. A good place to just meet up with friends and fans, get to know people, and you might see some of us there before a game or even after this season, like last season. So make sure you go there. And 714
tickets. 714
tickets.
714 tickets. Call today. Go tonight.
Is that their motto still? I forget. Yep. Find them at 2620 East Catella Avenue, Anaheim, California, of course, the same zip code, literally right across the street from the Honda Center. So if you're looking for tickets for like concerts, things not even in the area, you know, even in LA, wherever you want, all the events, they'll have it for you there. So check out the sponsors for sure. Now, someone went on a road trip here, not me, of course, but Milou here. You were in Tempe, Arizona, and then the rest of the areas, I guess, in Arizona for the spring training. I'll let you go here. I'll start off first. When did you get there? How'd you get there? And what did you do first?
Well, it all started last Friday when I flew out of Long Beach Airport into Sky Harbor, Phoenix Sky Harbor, landed, went straight to my hotel via Uber, dropped off my bag, and went to Tempe Diablo for Angels Rockies. And then I grabbed something to drink and some food, and I enjoyed some Angels baseball. And I come back win where we won the game 5-4, thanks to Sam Brown's dramatic game-winning single down the first base line to win the game. Then Saturday, I didn't go to an Angels game on Saturday. I went to Cubs Rockies at Sloan Park in Mesa, and that was fun. That stadium is by and far much better than Tempe Diablo. If you don't know, Tempe Diablo is probably one of the smallest stadiums amongst the 15 teams in spring training in the Phoenix area. So there was a lot of people there. It's like a mini Wrigley Field. So I had a Chicago dog and some more drinks. And, you know, I just walked around, talked to some people, just took it all in. I've been there once before back in 2019. And, man, there were so many Cubs fans. It was wonderful to see all baseball fans, really, but mostly Cubs fans, of course, because that's their home stadium. And it was like being, if I don't know if you've ever been to Chicago, James, but Chicago is a very happening town, and that's a very happening park at, over there at Sloan Park. So I met some people from Southern California. I met some people from various travel ball teams. I met some Angels fans. I met some all kinds of fans over there. And it was just a wonderful atmosphere. And then later on that evening, I went to an event at Four Peaks Brewery in Tempe for AngelsWin.com. It was their 20th anniversary get together, and they had a very special guest, and that guest was supposed to be Mark Gubazov, but it ended up being Trent Rush from AM830. So I talked to him at great length about some things that I'll talk about later on in this show. And I met the great Chuck Richter, who is the co-creator or creator of AngelsWin.com. He is the creator, and they've been around since 2003, 20 years now. And I met a lot of good people, and I even met an Angels fan from the UK. And he was telling me that there's like three or four of them, and he's one of four. And he was telling me why he chose the Angels and why he loves the Angels and why he goes the, you know, through the ups and downs with us as fans. And it was very interesting. We started talking about all the other sports too, but he really identified most with baseball. And, you know, he was telling me, which was interesting, is that most people in the UK pick either the New York Yankees or the LA Dodgers as their teams, because those are the two most well-known teams in the U.S., you know. And, you know, what we don't realize is people from other countries see our teams too, and are like, well, you know, I'm going to pick one of the main teams. But he's all, no, I'm not going to go that direction. I'm going to pick a team that I identify most with, and that was the Angels. And I found that really interesting. And he fell in love with the Angels just like the rest of us have through the years by, you know, just following the team in different avenues, watching a lot of ball. But yeah, I talked to him at great length, and it was just a whole different perspective, you know, from a baseball fan in a different country, in a different nation. You know, it was very interesting. I enjoyed that conversation very much. I think his name was Mike. I forget his full name. But I'm going to look him up on Twitter. Yeah, go ahead.
That the Angels will get any of those Europe games, London games, or do you think it has to be like a the brand name? Like, remember last year the Cubs and Cardinals went? You think the Angels will get that?
Well, it's usually, I think they usually go by the more popular teams, the most well-known teams, like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Yankees or the Dodgers, or I think this year's the Cardinals and somebody else, I forget, or the Mets. I'm hoping one day the Angels get to the UK. I think that would be a rad trip, you know, for us fans.
I think it's going this year.
Or the Phillies, there. That's what it was.
I think it is Phillies Mets this year.
Yeah, Phillies Mets.
Man, it'll be interesting to see who comes out, because the Mets, yeah, you know, they're kind of like the Angels in a way. Let me ask you about the Rocky game in at Sloan Park. Did Chris Bryant make the trip over? And
yes,
did he get a round of applause when he came up first?
Yeah, but not as loud of as an applause as Cody Bellinger did. They love that guy. Cubs fans absolutely love Cody Bellinger. And that's interesting because he's a former Dodger, you know, that would kill them in the playoffs. Yeah, he hit a double. That place went nuts. I think he had an RBI double during the game. And Chris Bryant, yeah, he's still beloved as a Rocky there. But they're nuts about Cody Bellinger right now. And
Yeah,
go ahead.
What was good about that is that Cody Bellinger mentioned, like, oh, I wanted to just be here, be there in Chicago, or play for the Cubs. The family likes the team. Right. So I think, you know, anybody that adheres themselves to the Cubs, the fans will definitely enjoy him. I always think of Ernie Banks and Ron Santo. Just all the beloved Cubs. They have a great thing going there, or have been. Let's see. Did you go to any other games there in Arizona?
Yeah, on Sunday I concluded my trip back at Tempe Diablo with Angels versus Padres. And that was another game where the Angels came back on one. I think it was 5-4, if I'm not mistaken. It was. It was the game where Brandon Drury hit a go-ahead homer. And, you know, a lot of the Padre fans, God bless them, they were talking a lot of smack in the section I was sitting in, you know. Yeah. They're in the same position we are. They've lost a bunch of players, but they were talking their smack up until Trout tripled. And then that opened the floodgates, that I think it was like the fifth or sixth inning. And somebody else got on base and Brandon Drury hit the big homer to put the Angels up 5-0. And they shut up real quick after that. And then Carlos Estevez came in and shut them down. He looked pretty good that day. And I was talking to some random people there too, and to Padres fans, because I talk to everybody, you know me. So I'm talking to some Padres fans, and they were telling me, you know, about old Jack Murphy Stadium and how they would go to games and how they snuck into the demolition of Jack Murphy Stadium. And they were, you know, I'm not going to incriminate anybody, but it was a pretty crazy story, to say the least. But then I went out and ended up in downtown Tempe, and I went to this place called Zips. It's a popular sports bar down there, and good food, good drink. And the manager comes up to me. She's all, "Oh, you're an Angels fan. Well, I just wanted to tell you that a couple weeks ago, Andrew Wants was in here," or as I call him, Wants. Andrew Wants was in there, and he was signing stuff for some people. He signed some stuff for the manager. He's all like, "I like eating here." So that was interesting. They went out of their way to tell me, or she went out of her way to tell me that Andrew Wants was in there and having a good time and really enjoyed the spot. So, and after that, the next day I didn't go to any games. I just flew home. So it was a very enjoyable trip. I'll give you more about Trent Rush and my encounter with him. It's not the first time I met Trent Rush and talked to him, but we had a very interesting conversation about some things related to Angels baseball and his thoughts on some of the players and on this season. So all in all, it was a good trip. And, you know, for any fan, I would say, if you can go to spring training, do it, because there's nothing like it. I know I've been harping on it the last couple shows, and you just got to do it at least once. You got to experience it at least once. I know, James, we were all there together one year. I think it was 2021. Some pictures popped up on Facebook when we were at the tailgate and at 414.
Wait, Pizza. Do you have those pictures?
Yeah, I do.
And it's with me?
Yeah, I think, I think you're in one of the pictures. I think you might be in one of them, yeah.
Cause I got hacked a while back, and I can't find any pictures from back then because I have a new phone and SD card and all that. So yeah, if you could find like any evidence I was there, because I didn't put anything out there that I was out there because of work.
Yeah,
they wanted me to like wear extra days and whatever. I didn't want to put that out there for coworkers to find out where I was. So I didn't post anything about it, honestly.
Your secret's safe with me. I didn't.
Yeah. Well, I'm already gone from that job anyway. So,
All right. It's all free reign then.
Based on the three games you saw with the Angels, can you give me quickly a couple of players that you were impressed by and then a couple of players you were not impressed by?
I was really impressed some of the players I was really impressed with was Brandon Drury. He's really, you know, he's Mr. Consistent on the team right now, especially in spring training. I was impressed by Aaron Hicks. Oh, I forgot to mention that I saw Vladdy and Pujols together. Big Daddy Vladdy and Albert Pujols, they were together, and they're walking together, and they were talking about something, and people were trying to get their attention. They went toward the dugout, went in the dugout, and they came walking back. So I thought that was pretty cool to see two Hall of Famers. You know, Albert Pujols is going to be in the Hall of Fame, not as an Angel, of course, mm-hmm. as a Cardinal, but he will be eventually. And then our only Hall of Famer, lone Hall of Famer, and Vladimir Guerrero. I was like, I wonder, everybody was wondering, especially me, I was wondering, what were they talking about? Were they just, you know, talking about everyday life, or were they talking baseball? Were they, you know, it was interesting. Anyway, to get back to your question. Of course, Rendon wasn't too spectacular out there. I think he was pulled in that Sunday game he played, but he was pulled for LeVon Soto at third. They had LeVon Soto playing third. He only played like three innings and they took him out. And then later today he played in the minor league game, but we'll talk more about that. Everybody looked good, I would say, for the most part. There wasn't not too many people made errors. Ben Joyce, I think one game didn't look as sharp, but he's been off and on this spring training. You know, he's still trying to find the strike zone. He's still fighting his command. But I mean, he's looked okay. I did see a first glimpse of Adam Simber. He's been coming into some games. He's a submarine style pitcher. He looked good in his outing. Carlos Estevez, he looked all right in the Sunday game. I mean, he was locating his pitches okay. His fastball looked good. I guess he's been having a hard spring, but you wouldn't have known it on Sunday. I think he walked one guy, actually, in that last inning, but he got out of it, and the Angels ended up winning. I was impressed by that Sam Brown kid. Never heard of him. He'll be in the majors. I mean, in the minors. I think he's going to be in single A or double A this year. Probably double A with the trash pandas, I would imagine. A good little hitter, a little inside outer down the first baseline to win that game on Friday, and I didn't see the game on Saturday because they were in Goodyear, which was too far. That's on the outskirts of Phoenix there. So that's the furthest. They were at the Goodyear ballpark where the Reds and the Guardians play. And they were playing the Guardians, and that was a little far for me. So I decided just to go to Cubs Rockies. Not too many Angels players stood out. They had, you know, average days, but Mike Trout. I was going to tell you, Mike Trout still striking out looking. I don't know if it's because he's been, you know, he was out as long as he was out for, and he's still trying to get his timing down, but they're still beating him on that inside pitch, and he falls for it every time. And he looks at that third strike, and he didn't look as, you know, he was looking okay, very pedestrian, I would say, for Mike Trout. But, you know, it is spring training, and he's just getting his work in. So I'm hoping that changes. But we've seen, just like we saw last season, they're susceptible for that inside pitch. And he either doesn't swing or he swings at it. And when he doesn't swing at it, it's called for a strike when they bust him in. So he was looking at a lot of pitches. Well, that's what Mike Trout does. And then Neto is being Neto. He's been spectacular all spring. He's ready to go. Miguel Sano hit an absolute bomb on Friday. And he hit another bomb today in the game against the Royals that they lost 3-2 in surprise. But Miguel Sano, he's looking fantastic right now. And I'm I'm sure he's going to lock up that final bench spot that the Angels have. They can plug him in at DH. They can play him at third or first. He's not really a defensive wizard, but that boy can still hit. Let me tell you, he launched that ball into left field, and it was spectacular. He cleared the fence by a wide margin, and it was good to see. And that crack off the bat sounded really, really good. So I'm really excited for what Miguel Sano has in store for the Angels this year. Hopefully we keep him, you know. And, you know, like some of these guys, you know, Ron Washington's going to have a tough decision on some of these bench players on our bench. You know, Adele's hitting a ton still. Everybody was looking pretty good, except for Mike Trout didn't look as good. I think he singled in one game. He walked in another. I see he stole a base. We're still in a lot of bases, and we look good still on them, too. Oh, Logan Ohapi's, he looked good, you know. Ohapi's doing Ohapi things, and it's beautiful to see. And a certain somebody told me something that we'll discuss in more detail later on in this edition of James Squared. So, yeah, that was pretty much my weekend. It was fun. Glad to be home, but glad to be – it was 80 all weekend. I was happy to be in the Arizona sunshine, and everybody was real welcoming, and everyone just had a good time.
Good to hear. Yeah, I noticed that people had had to fan themselves. I was noticing and watching some of the games. I'm thinking, it's getting hot there. And I just remember the time that we went in 21, we brought the weather or the rain and all that with us. And it was looked like total opposite that.
The monsoon. Weekend.
All right. So I'm glad you mentioned in the pre-show that Tempe Diablo Stadium, they didn't have draft beer. I remember getting cans of beer, you know, like Tall Boys, Modelo or whatever it was. So this leads me to a report from Fan Nation, Halo's Today show. So shout out to them. They had a report saying Angel Stadium concessions are among the worst. It's a problem of quantity, if not quality, according to all of the 30 ballparks. But for Angel Stadium, it ranks as one of the worst. The other ones is Kauffman Stadium, Dodger Stadium, Citizens Bank Park, and Fenway, and of course Oakland are five worst in Angel Stadium. But it just seems like concessions, they kind of went sour. It seems like other from years before. The average price of a hot dog, I think, it's $7. The beer is what, $16 to $18, I want to say, the tall cans, and we'll see if it goes up. I have to mention, too, the parking. We'll see if it ends up still being $15, or what was it, $12 last year? I can't recall.
It was $20 last year.
$20, so it went up from $10 to $20. I'm sorry, that's right. For some reason, I was thinking $12, that was too much. Yeah. But yeah, everything went up last year. For me, how to improve this, I would literally have those specials I remember Petco Park had in 2009. They were trying to get anyone to come to the ballpark. That team was like really young players and some old ones, but it wasn't doing so well. They weren't doing so well. But they had these like economic days where like for $5 you could get five things. I don't see Artie doing that.
No.
I think In-N-Out would be cool. Or bring back, but it would be expensive. But I think that would be a big draw. Maybe Chick-fil-A would be something. But not on Sundays, of course. But I think if you add those two in there, I think that'll draw a lot of people. If Kathy's Cookies wasn't so expensive, I would be more onto that. But everybody floods to that. But it just seems
those
like
those things are good. Yeah, those cookies are good.
Yeah,
they're so good.
the Big A Burger is obviously the best thing there. When you go up to the club level, they have the specialty food. But that's only on the club level, of course, is where you have like those chicken fingers and, you know, array of desserts and all that. But I'll ask you, Milu, what can the Angels do to improve concessions at Angel Stadium?
Well, I can do a whole lot. Bring in something nostalgic. They could bring in, you know, our neighbors up the 5 freeway. I hate to say it, but they have a way better variety of food than we do. We have the Helmet Nachos. That's what we're known for. Helmet Nachos, the Angels dog. Truth be told, I really don't eat the food at Angel Stadium. I try not to because it's on the pricey side. I just like the drink, you know, there, you know, the some of the drinks. And like Brewery X is good. It used to be St. Archer's. That's the only thing I really had there. The Helmet Nachos at one time. But they need to improve on the prices. You know, already as far as beer, the price of beer, at Tippy Diablo, they had no draft beer at all, which was the only stadium amongst the 15 teams during spring training that are in the Phoenix area. Tippy Diablo does not have draft beer anymore, which was, I found interesting, and people were complaining about it. I'm like, I was talking to other people and they're like, Artie's so cheap, man. He took away draft beer. And you remember back in 03 when he bought the team at Angel Stadium, he lowered prices for everybody. I don't know if you remember that. And those prices remain today kind of lower than most stadiums, believe it or not. At Tippy Diablo, I was paying, what, $14, $15 for canned beer. That's a tall can of beer. But they have a market style setup, much like they do at Angel Stadium now. And if you've noticed, on some of the levels, instead of waiting around and in a line for food, they have a marketplace thing where you can just, they have a cooler and they have snacks, or maybe they have food. You can just go in by yourself and just pick out your drink of choice, grab a hot dog or a snack and just pay for it right away instead of just waiting in a line and waiting for a concessionaire to come to you and ask you what you want, which I thought was cool. And they had the same thing at Tempe Diablo. You can get brats and hot dogs. You can go through the marketplace and just grab whatever beer, whatever drink you want. So it's very convenient. And I think the Angels need to do more specialty food, I think. You know, every year it seems like they have different, they promote different things. Oh, a new spin on Helmet Nachos or a new spin on a hamburger. But man, put in more recognizable things like a Chick-fil-A, or, you know, they had, remember when they had Ruby's, when Ruby's was the rage, and it was Shooby Doobie on down to Ruby's. That was great. I enjoyed that because you had the little jingle on the Jumbotron. People seemed to love that. They had Taco Bell at one time there, I think. Jack in the Box at one time.
You remember that.
Good luck getting in and out, because I think they would demand more money to be in that place.
Just imagine, you gotta
eat that stuff right away. Just you imagine the lines for in and out at Angel Stadium. That would be insane. I don't think that would ever happen.
I was just thinking of certain things that would draw more people to buy stuff, you know. And then for desserts, I was thinking, you know, it's not too bad. You have like Cremely, you know, healthy yogurt.
I don't even know what Cremely is. I still don't know what Cremely is.
I had it.
I think it's ice cream or something.
Yeah, it's yogurt. And I had it with, what's his name? Jason. He was at the tailgate last year. I forget.
Croom Dog, Jason Croom Dog.
Yeah. I had it with him last year.
Jason Croom.
You know what? This is good stuff. And it was hot that day, July 1st.
Yeah.
So it was perfect for that. I know they also have like sundaes, and those Dippin' Dots are really good. I just
Dippin' Dots,
so much for the little, souvenir helmet, because you have to get the souvenir helmet, and they had a City Connect one as well last year. I hope they bring that back. But I would get those all the time in the summer, even at night. I would get those all the time. So
those are the best.
And of course, you talk about Kathy cookies. So I guess for dessert, they're set. But it's really tough.
Food options.
It's going to be less attendance, I think, this year, if we're being honest. And it's just going to, you can't really do much more than what they're doing, I think. Maybe more creativity or just more relief on our wallets, you know, on our money situations. I think more relief would be great if there's more deals. They do have that family pack or whatever, but that only goes so far.
For $44,
and whatever that is. But
four hot dogs, four drinks, four, I believe, fries or chips or whatever for $44. I remember that.
I don't even know four people. Anyway,
yeah.
let's get to our final topic here. So the Angels and the Mets remain engaged with designated hitter J.D. Martinez. Remember, he was he's one of the left remaining big free agents, I guess. He's, 35, 36 years old. He turned down more money from the Giants, thinking he can get maybe a better deal. But now it's getting late in the spring, and you wonder what the hell is going to happen with him. But if you put him into this Angel lineup, I think that would help things out. It would clear another spot away from maybe one of the outfielders or infielders. I'd be interested to see about that. I would ask you, Malou, about if they got J.D. Martinez as a DH, who's being sent down on that 26-man roster, let's just say? Would you send an outfielder down? Because you can't move Adele anywhere. He's out of options. Would you send an infielder down that might be on the roster or a pitcher down? What do you think?
Well, the thing with this is, and I was reading today on X or Twitter that Ron Washington says that he's going to rotate Trout and Rendon at the DH spot when the season begins. Good. So that brings a question that some of these bench players, which bench player is going to get to play in that lineup? So you're going to have a crowded bench there probably. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to have Sano. He's going to rotate in and out of the DH spot as well, but he can also play third and first. You're going to have who else? Well, Adele, yeah, or one of the five outfielders that we're going to carry. They'll play in the field. They'll probably be a platoon situation between like Hicks and Moniak and Wright. Just look for, I think you don't send anybody down, really. I think that bench is going to be the way Ron Washington likes it. And he's going to, you know, his rotation is going to be as such as to rotate the guys on the bench and the guys in the starting lineup together. They'll just be switching in and out of that lineup. He says he's going to have a pretty set lineup, so we'll see. But will they eventually maybe take somebody down to AAA? Who knows? It could happen. I just don't know who that player would be. Yeah. As you said, Adele's out of options. It could be a guy. I don't even know if Sano, I don't know if he can be sent down because I don't think he has any options either. But that's a possibility. Or they can bring somebody up. They can bring somebody down. They bring somebody up. We'll see. I just don't know. That's an interesting question because there's going to be a lot of moving parts this time since we don't have everyday DH. And as far as J.D. Martinez, do you notice that all the former Dodger players don't want to go to the Giants? They're like, nope, I'm cool, except for Jock Peterson because he was from the Bay Area. So he's all like, yeah, I'll play for the Giants.
Now he's a Diamondback, I believe.
And he's with the Diamondbacks now, but a couple years ago when he was playing for the Giants, he had Atlanta. He went from Atlanta to the Giants, but also a former Dodger, as you know. And it's interesting. Matt Chapman, you know, just signing that deal with the Giants, good for them. I was hoping that maybe the Angels would take a flyer on him, but we're not taking a flyer on everybody, anybody. We're not even Snell. He's still out there, and there's been a lot of rumors this week that he prefers the Angels, and that he's a favorite. He's been a favorite for the last 3 months, I think. But you know, Artie just doesn't want to make that move, and I don't know why. It's beyond me why, Mr. Moreno.
It seems like he wants to just keep the payroll where it is. He's been scared before by, you know, bad contracts and long contracts. They scared, especially to give it to a starting pitcher. No way. No way would he ever do that again. And maybe he'll be more careful in making the last decisions on things. We'll see how it goes. About Snell. I'll say this, and we'll end it here. But with Snell, it feels like he's running out of time. But the season is so long that he's not really working out either. He's just coaching some kids in Seattle, in Washington, the state of Washington. He's like pitching, but it's not to like major leaguers. So it's not really being ready for guys in spring training. But it feels like the league is going after, you know, younger players now and keeping them where they are. And you see how Montgomery's not taken, and Snell and Martinez. And then you see how Chapman just really lost out on a lot of money because of Boris. We think, with Snell, it's like, okay, the season's so long. He could just come in whenever he wants, really. But, man, I don't think it's good for him and his arm and his body. I don't think that's good, because you need to be in to the season. You need to be in form already. So we'll see what happens with Snell. To me, I think the Angels, they said basically we're going to be in the name or in the running for his name, but not really sign him. And I know he wants to stay on the West Coast, and that's the only team out here that is interested. Allegedly. And now the Angels are like, oh no, he's still available and no one else really wants him. So we can't get him. We said we were not going to spend any money. What happens now is just a standstill. The Yankees just lost Gerrit Cole for, I think, a couple of months. And then Dylan Cease was traded from the White Sox to the Padres. Yeah. So those two destinations. Maybe the Yankees are still in play, but Snell, again, would not work there. And then for San Diego, they give up some prospects. And I guess they don't mind doing that. They've been doing that for a while now with the GM there, A.J. Preller. But with Snell, it just seems like, okay, he's still going to be out there. And it's, again, just a standstill, and we don't know what the hell's going to happen. There could be even a chance he doesn't even pitch until a couple of months from now. And would you imagine for the whole season, he just comes back next year and says, okay, I'm going to sign right away, or maybe for the postseason run for the maybe in August or July. That would be funny if that happened, but it's almost a real possibility now if nothing happens. All right, so let's get out of here. Milu, any final thoughts?
Well, I hope the Angels continue to do well and press for that Cactus League title once again that we keep talking about, you know. they're close, but I still don't think they're going to win the title overall, but we'll see. I don't know. They've been playing. I don't know. They were off yesterday, and then they lost today, and they got their butts kicked on Monday. We'll see. I want that Cactus League title. I want that three-peat. Because that's the only thing that we're playing for this year so far. So, yeah. Or at all, I should
they're
say.
11-8. I think they're in the top five still, or top six in the league. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Thank you for watching, everyone, on Halos in the Infield. Be sure to like and subscribe, follow on all the social medias. Again, at Believe for the podcast form. And then also check out the sponsors, of course, at Noble Ale Works and
714 Tickets.
We'll get out of here on that. Thank you for watching James Squared, the fifth episode. Take care, folks.
We'll see you next week. Go Halos.